Hello everyone, this is Jenny from the Night Test Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. How are you guys? So today we have a very special guest, and I see that I've never told you this before, or I've never told you about this before, but this is the very first episode in my podcast which we will have someone with me, or which we will have an audience with me, or someone whom I can share my ideas or thoughts with. And she's close to my heart, because she's a family member. But not only that, I love her because she's so cute and I can relate to her, and that is because of our segment for today. So let me introduce to y'all RJ, or as we call her RJ, but her real name is Rihanna James, or Rihanna, and she's my cousin from my mother's side. So welcome everyone, let's say hi to Rihanna.
Hi everyone, I am Rihanna James Rihanna. I am 8 years old.
Wow, she's 8 years old, can you imagine that? And I'm already turning 22 this year, so you can count how many years are we lifted apart from each other, or our age gap or something like that. But I don't want to mention that because I feel so old. Anyways, so why is Rihanna here? Can you tell them why you're here, sweetie?
I'm here to be in your heart.
Okay, so she's definitely a fan of my podcast. She's listened to half of my podcasts, or even most of them, and she's a fan. I can truly say that I'm not a celebrity. It's just that I'm just a little bit famous for some of my cousins. I don't know, but anyways, today is a fun day. We're here with Rihanna. Let's welcome her with open arms and tell her a lot of things in my life. And disclaimer, this isn't in pure English. We're going to talk in a Taglish mode, so we're going to talk in Tagalog and in English for our Pinoy viewers or audiences, and for our foreigner audiences. If that's okay with y'all, I hope that you'll like it, or you like the idea of having a Taglish, you know, segment again. But yeah, anyway, so today Rihanna's here. She reminded me of what I used to do when I was young. I saw her earlier drawing and using pencil cases, your pencil stuffs. I remember when I was in elementary, but you have an art material like that, you'll be so popular. They'll think that they're so popular. Oh, she has this kind of a luggage bag too. Oh, she has this. Oh my god, she's so popular. But I remember those days. Those were the fun days, and I'll just laugh at it now, because I continue to laugh about it until now, because they were also things. They were ridiculous, because when you're in elementary, you always think about nicest or fabulous things that could happen to you overnight, or you can have overnight, and especially with the pink collar, right?
Yeah.
You'll really love the pink collar. Am I right, Diana?
Yeah.
And it's just a treat if you have a pink pencil case or whatever that floats your boat. It's just same, right?
Yeah.
So what can you say about those things that I mentioned earlier, like having those art materials, being so famous? What can you say? Like, aside from having those things yourself and me reminding you every time that it's such a treat, It's such a funny feeling to see young individuals like you to experience what I have experienced before. How is it? I mean, what can you say about it?
It's good and it's very fun to play with my friends, especially my best friends at school.
How about your art materials? I mean, what can you say about them?
It's good and I'm thankful for my mother for buying me that kind of stuff. Their art materials, pencil cases, my school supplies, like that.
But does that ever bother you? Like, oh, I want this, but my mom doesn't want me to buy this because it's too expensive or it's out of your budget. You know, some things like those. Does it ever bother you at all?
No, I'm still grateful for my mother buying that kind of stuff for me. And sometimes I get a bit angry when my mom doesn't buy me the things I wanted, but it's okay. I already have it
now. See, I remember that feeling. Like, not having that kind of material immediately and then getting angry at my mom for no reason. And I think that's so silly because as I grew older, I understood what that meant. But all of us have our own child's face, right? We have the face of being a kid and we enjoyed a lot of toys, marbles, texts, and other games, and especially on computer games. And it gives us that kind of feeling that we're secured, that we have those things in our possession, and that gives us this kind of a joyful moment that, oh yeah, my mom loves me. Oh yeah, she loves me because she bought me this. But sometimes you cannot help but be bothered by the guilt, right? By the guilt that you have after having that thing, because, oh, my mom is probably sad right now because maybe that money was supposed to be for my tuition fee, or maybe the money was supposed to be for our food for the day, and then I asked her to buy this and then I threw a tantrum or became angry, and you know, I just let her buy those things that weren't really even necessary, right? Right, RJ?
Yeah.
And pero ngayon, kung naiisip mo yung mga bagay ngayon, are you still happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Why? Why? Are you happy because your mom bought you those things, or are you happy because you are really, you know, into those things? Like, gusto mo silang magamit kasi, oh, nagagandahan ako. Ang ganda ng bagay na yun. Or, gusto mo silang makuha kasi, I really needed those. Ayan. What do you think? Like, kailangan mo ba sila kasi gusto mo lang? Or gusto mo sila dahil gusto mo lang? Or gusto mo yung mga bagay na yan kasi they make you happy? So, are you really happy because of those things? What can you say?
Saya ako at maganda din na binibilihan ako ng ganun ni Mami kasi na-improve ko din yung mga skills ko sa pag-drawing, pag-sulat, pag-basa, ganun. At thankful na thankful din po ako kay Mami ko na bumibili po siya ng ganun na gamit para po sa akin.
See, she is thankful because she can hone her skills in drawing, in arts, or in other skills that she has. But I'm curious, okay? RJ, I'm curious. If Mommy says no all the time, would you still ask her to buy things, or are going to be angry at her for a long time kasi hindi kanya mabilhan ng mga bagay.
Sometimes I would be angry at her, but just for a minute like that. Pero minsan sinasabi ko, pag ayaw niya pa rin bilhin sa akin, kailangan na kailangan ko yun sa school. At kasi ayaw niya talaga ako bilhan minsan dahil gano'n. Kaya gano'n ang sinasabi ko po.
Yeah. See, the guilt after being mad at your mom. But, you know, we go through phases like that, and we've been kids before we grew into adults. But one thing is for sure, being a kid is rather the happiest, or one of those happiest moments in my life, except my schoolmates or classmates involved. Kidding. But they're one of those memories that I will cherish, because even though the hard times, or those are some of the times where I felt it the hardest, or where I felt it the most challenging, we had genuine smiles. That's the reality. Not now that you're an adult and you are going your own way, you're pressured because you're a fresh graduate, you have the time in the world, yet you don't feel so secured about your decisions because there are things that are hindering you from doing so. And if you're an adult, you have to find your own way. So, anong masasabi mo? And what can you say? Lalo na ngayon na nakagraduate ako. What can you say to me? I mean, what can you say about what I'm doing in my lifestyle? Anything.
Wala lang masasabi ko sa'yo. Good luck sa paghanap sa mga job mo. Makasucess ka sa mga job mo. At be healthy and be always good.
I'm sorry, disclaimer, her voice is not doing well because she's sick. And I'm so happy that I get the chance to give her time in this podcast. But anyways, this is a kind of a preview for our next podcasts to come. And this is just not the episodes, but they're one of those episodes that I will cherish in this podcast. So thank you so much for listening to RJ and me, and I hope that we made you laugh or smile for a bit, even though it's just an ample time. Care to say a few words before ending this podcast?
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to us. And at my cousin.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, everyone, and I hope that you can join in again for new adventures on this podcast. And I hope that in the next time that we talk, I hope that we'll be, you know, more talkative because she's a bit shy. But thank you so much for listening to her voice, and please continue to support this podcast. Thank you so much for your support, your everything, anything. Okay, and thank you for always listening to this podcast.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we'll see you soon.
Okay, so that's it for the Nightcast podcast. This is me, Jenny.
This is me, Rihanna.
Leaving you with a ciao.